Tefillah for Life, Shir 1078, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Emor. The next part of Psukei Dezimra are the Psukim Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen. There are three Psukim that are not next to each other. They're all Psukim in Tehillim. One's in Perek Peites, one's in Kuf Lamed Hei, one's in Ayin Beis, and the other one's also in Ayin Beis. And the Avud Yerham explains that since these mizmorim are the end of Tehillim, Haluka Halukel Bekodshoi is the last perek in Tehillim. So therefore we say afterwards, Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen, and all these baruchs that we say in this part of Psukah Dezimra. And the Avud Yerham explains that the reason is because these psukim are at the end of the Sifrei Tehillim. Tehillim is broken up into Svarim. And these psukim we find at the end of the Svarim, and therefore they are misakin to say them at the end of Tehillim. That's how he explains it. So basically, these psukim are really a finishing touch on the Hallelukas. And the common denominator of all these psukim is the word Baruch. We bench HaKadosh Baruch, which means two aspects. Number one, we recognize that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the source of Bracha. Number two, we're making a statement, really a tefillah, that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name should continue to be misbarech, to be gebench, to be recognized by the people in this world. So we say the Rabbeinu Shalom's name, let's take the first pasuk, Baruch Hashem la'olam, amen va'amen. We say the Rabbeinu Shalom's name is gebenched, is blessed forever. Anywhere you look, anything you see is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'olam, everything going on in this world is sourced to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Rabbeinu Shalom is the source of all bracha. Baruch Hashem La'olam, the Rabbeinu Shalom is the source of all bracha forever and ever. Amen ve'amen. We say a double lashon of amen. Why do we say a double lashon, amen ve'amen? Avigdor Miller explains, like we said before, that there are two parts to the word Baruch. Number one, that we acknowledge that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the source of all bracha. Number two, that there's a tefillah, that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name should continue to be gebenched, to be recognized by the individuals in this world. And therefore we say, amen ve'amen. Amen on both aspects. Amen that we acknowledge that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the source of everything that exists. Ve'amen, it's also a tefillah. We're davening that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name should continue to be recognized. Everybody should realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, lo'olam, forever. And the Avodah Shebelev that's here is the idea for a person to realize that everything is sourced to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everything we need, everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the address for everything that you want and everything that you need. And that's how we end off the Psukei Dezimra over here, this part of Psukei Dezimra. The understanding that we're turning to the one that is the source of everything that I have.